Salty, T-Bone Walker. This is his birthday. The great T-Bone Walker added so much to our musical life. We are about now to meet Ralph Jaffe. Ralph Jaffe is a retired public and private school social studies teacher who now has his own policy institute, and he's one of the Democratic cabinet candidates for governor of the state of Maryland. Ralph, welcome. Good to have you on the show.
Thank you, Mark, for having me on, and to your listeners for listening. I just want to correct the record. I'm not retired.
Okay.
I am a teacher, not a politician.
So, Ralph, tell me a bit about why you decided to run. I mean,
I'm fed up. In fact, if you look at my website, which is called fedupwithcrookedpolitics.com, that's fedupwithcrookedpolitics.com, you'll see the 44 articles in the Baltimore Sun about the JAT. This is a movement, ladies and gentlemen. It's a movement to begin the process of getting rid of all the corruption and bringing about true, real political reform. We don't have that. In fact, I have to say this based upon my five principles. We don't have one politician in this state who meets the criteria. And let me just, if I may, tell you what the principles are.
Please do.
The first one is, if you want to be an ethical politician, you cannot take campaign contributions. They are bribes. That might be legal, but they are unethical. And once you take a campaign contribution, you have been bought. The second principle is you serve one term. That way you're saying to your constituents, I'm not in this for the power or the money or the fame. I just want to be a good public servant. The third principle is, if you want to be an ethical politician, you don't take the salary. You serve free.
Free.
And what I'm going to do, that's correct. My running mate is my sister. She thinks like me. She's a little smarter than I am, but she thinks and has the same values that I do. So we're going to take this combined salaries of the governor and the lieutenant governor, which is roughly about $300,000, and we're going to set up a separate trust fund to give to the needy of our state, real charity for the needy of our state. And then the next principle is, if you want to be an ethical politician, you have to tell the truth, not some of the time, but all the time. All, not some. And the last one is, if you want to be an ethical politician, you stay away from these paid professional lobbyists. They corrupt themselves. They corrupt the interest group they're supposed to represent because the people in the interest group become lazy. They shirk their responsibilities. They allow these big shots to make the decisions for them. And last but not least, of course, they corrupt the politicians. Now, ladies and gentlemen, these five principles are a must. And we don't have one politician in this state who adheres to those five principles. And until we do, we're never going to solve any of our problems. And that's what this movement is all about. And one final thing I want to say is, when I ran in 2010 for governor as a teacher, not a politician.
2010.
You're right, 2010, right, mm-hmm. When I ran for governor. And 2012, when I ran for United States Senate. See, I use these campaigns as a teaching device to show my students what's got to be done. Now, I believe the best way to teach is not just by words, by action. That's why I use the campaigns as a teaching tool. And by the way, if elected, I will serve. I will serve free. The Sun documents that on a specific budget of $730, I got almost 23,000 votes. I got more votes than anybody running for public office. So I'm here to ask you.
You got more votes than anybody running for public office?
I got more votes, almost 23,000 votes than anybody running for public elected office per dollar.
Per dollar, I got more votes than
anybody running for public elected office. So I'm here to ask you to join. This is a movement. I don't want your money. I want your passion and your good heart. I want you to join this movement and be a part of something that is exciting. And I believe I'm going to win because I've got more students now who also understand this media I call technology oriented society we live in with the computers and the internet and so forth. And they're helping. This website fedupwithcrookedpolitics.com is new to me. The first time I've ever had that. It's making all the difference in the world.
So, and I think many people would agree with the suppositions you're putting out about corruption in politics in terms of what big business does and money in politics and how it affects our democracy. I think is very real, and many people think that. But what about specifically what you're talking about in terms of what you stand for? I mean, there are a lot of people who stand for the. I mean, we have one candidate who's refused to take any money from private contributors.
May I ask who that candidate is?
Heather Mazier.
Well, that's not accurate.
She's taking public funds.
Correct.
And she's taking small donations from individual voters.
So therefore, she's taking $2 million worth of money. I don't take anything from anybody. I think that's a little misleading. She is taking public financing funds that come from the taxpayers, and she's raised $1 million. That's $2 million. That's not ethical reform in my book. I take no money from anybody. That's the difference between me and her.
Some people think public funding is a way to move, and other people don't, so you don't, but that's fine.
Well, can I respond to that?
Yeah.
Don't you think $1 million would be much more meaningful to poor people who can't pay their bills? You know, I have – you should know this. I have right now, for example, 10 students of mine, a number of them are African-American students, and these are people over 30 years of age who can't pay their bills. They're struggling with it. I raise money for them. Wouldn't it be nicer to take that $2 million and give it to people like my students who need the money? That's real charity.
So when you say charity, what do you mean by charity?
People who can't pay bills.
So what, would you, I mean, what does that mean, charity? What would you do with the money specifically?
I say I'd give to individuals who can't, who are having problems paying their bills right now. They need a break. That's what I do. I give them money. Who need, need the money?
Now, well, some of the things you have some interesting parts in your platform. Let's talk a bit about those. In one of those has to do with, which I think is something that bothers a lot of people these days, which is stopping nursing home ripoffs.
Yes.
I mean, you go to most nursing homes and they're abysmal places.
Absolutely.
So how would you do that?
I was a volunteer in nursing homes for 8 years. I saw firsthand what goes on there. They're understaffed. I asked my congressman, Senator Mikulski. I asked her to help, and my state delegates. None of them would help. The answer is we need more nurses' aides. They are the soul of the hopes of getting better care for people who have to live in these facilities. And when you right now, the law says, believe it or not, you can have 30, 40 patients to one nurse's aide. It's legal. There's no ratio of nurses' aides to patients. The only thing they do is they have a law that says you have to give them 2.3 hours of quality time, whatever that means. Last time I checked, it's 24 hours in a day. So the politicians are in the hands of the healthcare industry, and that's why we don't have real nursing care reform. And people in nursing homes are suffering. They are suffering big time. And another problem is many people don't want to go in a nursing home to see what goes on there because it bothers them. But, folks, it can happen to any of us. I saw a very prominent politician whose name I'm not going to mention who wound up in a nursing home. It was a big politician. See, many people think I've heard people say, I'm never going to go in a nursing home. I've struck my family. Sometimes you get so sick and you become into a coma, you don't even know you're there. And so we're all candidates for these places, and we're doing such a terrible job of giving justice to our senior citizens.
Well, now, so tell me, why do you want to folks, you can join you here, by the way. I'd like to join the conversation at 410-319-8888. Ralph Jaffe is in the room with us. He is he's been a public and private school teacher, social studies teacher, and he is running to become the Democratic candidate for governor of the state of Maryland. 410-319-8888 is the number here. Why do you want to abolish the vehicle admissions program? I don't quite understand that.
One thing I need to comment. You know, when it comes to jobs. I help people find jobs. I've been doing it since 1991 free. I'm also a job recruiter, except I don't charge. So if anybody needs work and they're having a hard time finding a job, if you'll call me at 410-602-1811, 410-602-1811, or check my website, fedupwithcrookedpolitics.com, I can help you. Now, I'm not going to say, here's the job right there. I'll show you the process. I know who the people are that can help you get jobs. So that's what I do. Now, regarding to admission, it's a waste of money. It doesn't work. I have talked to people who work in these places. The only thing it does is it encourages you to keep your car up to shape. But as far as the environment is concerned, it has no real meaningful effect at all.
Why do you say that?
Because I'm telling you, I've talked to people.
Yeah, people can talk to anybody they want to, but it doesn't tell me anything.
Well, what it tells me is, in my opinion, it's a waste of money. We could take that. First of all, there's something called volunteerism. See, I'm a volunteer. I'm a glorified volunteer.
Uh-huh.
And if we had one of the things I want to do is to bring people into our system who are looking for something meaningful to do but need a little bit of encouragement, inspiration, mm-hmm. That's what I can do.
So the vehicle missions program, let's say, as an example, then we can talk about the Department of Education in a moment, it's there to ensure that we are not putting emissions into the atmosphere.
How do you know that?
What do you mean, how do I know that?
Yeah, I mean, you asked me how I know.
Because it's something that was fought for 30 years ago in California that cut on the emissions, that the CO2 emissions, the toxic emissions come out of cars. Hasn't done all the job, but it's better than not having it at
well,
all.
I think if you talk to the citizens of the state of Maryland like I have.
Let me finish.
Yeah. Could I please finish? If you talk to the citizens of Maryland, and this cost them, this is taxpayers' money mm-hmm. being used for this, mm-hmm. I think they will tell you they agree with me. It's also a hassle to have to do this every 2 years. It's just something that, in my book, doesn't work. And I think we ought to listen to our citizens. You know, these politicians, they like to give you the impression they know everything. They've got an answer for everything.
Well, I agree with you there. They don't know everything.
And
sure.
In fact, from what I've seen, and look at the results. Look at our state. Is our state better off today than it was, let's say, 10 years ago? I don't think so. And these career, I'm telling you, these career politicians are ruining our state. Because, you know what a politician does the first time he or she gets into office for the first time? They go into a new office and they see the fancy furniture and the drapery and the carpeting and the staff and they say, wow, this is for me. How do I keep this? So instead of doing what's right for the people, they do what's right for themselves. This is what's wrong.
410-319-8888. We're here with Ralph Jaffe, who's running to become the Democratic candidate for the state of Maryland, Democratic gubernatorial candidate at the state of Maryland. Ralph, you need to have put on your headphones.
So okay, could I say one other thing?
Let me go to the phones and you have to put your headphones on so you can hear them. 410-319-8888 is the number here, and your controls are right there in front of me in case it's too loud or not loud enough. And Bruce, you're on the air.
So I didn't hear all of it. I only turned in about 5 or 6 minutes ago, maybe a little long. So the one thing I can really agree with the candidate saying about nursing homes, I can speak to this from experience. My mother went in a nursing home, and the care was absolutely terrible. I had advocates went in there. They're a semi-government advocate, and for them to get them to do anything, it's just the problems were so ridiculous. And from what I understand, there was a lot of funding that was cut, like in the late 90s, that involved a lot of the funding, the nursing homes. And, you know, the fees that they charge are tremendous, and the care is terrible, whether they have enough staff members, whether they're qualified. You know, it was just ridiculous. It's one thing to watch someone you love, the health decline, but when the system fails them on a regular basis, it's terrible. There has to be better funding. There has to be some oversight of that. I agree with the candidate says on that particular issue 100%.
Could I respond to the caller?
Sure, please do.
Caller, I will tell you, I don't know if you heard me say this. I have been a volunteer in nursing homes for a 10-year period. I saw firsthand what goes on in nursing homes. I see people laying on the floor, and nobody even knows they're on the floor because there is a shortage of nurses' aides. If you want to do something about this problem, you should vote for Ralph Jaffe. You got to vote for what I stand for, because that's one of my commitments, is to stop senior citizens from being ripped off and exploited by these greedy, hungry nursing home owners.
410-319-8888.
Could I add one comment, please? I want to talk about the debates that took place yesterday. I was supposed to be on there. I was supposed to be on those debates yesterday. And on May the 9th, we had a pre-planning meeting over at Fox 45. And Mr. Ganser's campaign manager never showed up. Ms. Mazur's representatives were there. So because Mr. Ganser's campaign manager didn't show up, there was an agreement to reschedule the planning meeting for the following week. Lo and behold, on May the 12th, I am informed by Fox 45 that Mr. Ganser and Ms. Mazur want me off the debates. They want me off the debates. And you know why, folks? Because they are afraid I'm going to tell the truth, and I'm going to expose them for what they are. That's why they kicked me off the debates.
I'm glad you brought that up. 410-319-8888. Let's go to Sam. You're on the air. Hi, Sam. Welcome.
You were talking about the emissions.
Right.
And the candidate keeps talking about what people say. I think it's just simply science that we're basing our judgment on. And I don't hear him responding in any factual way. And I'd like to give him a chance to respond again in some factual way. But you can't just say because the citizens like it this way that it should be that way. The vehicle emissions are there based on science. You know, it's as simple as that.
Can I respond?
Yeah.
Sir, I'm willing to listen. See, one thing I do is that these career politicians do, they don't know how to listen. I'll give an example, and I'm going to answer your question. I'm going to give an example. About a year ago in Baltimore County, there was a groundbreaking ceremony for a new school. And Mr. Kamenetz, the current county executive, was addressing the crowd, and they were booing him. And it got to be so bad, he said, "Hey, listen, your job is to listen. My job is to talk." No, with me, it's just the opposite. I want to listen to what you have to say. What evidence do you bring me that the emissions test, the emission program, I'm for environmental improvements. I want a clean environment. I'm all for it. But I don't want wasted money on programs that don't work. Now, you tell me, sir, what evidence do you have that this emissions program is worth the money we're paying for it? What evidence do you have?
Well, we know all the science tells us that 60% of U.S. transportation emissions come from cars and light trucks. What this program does is cut that back. It doesn't come back enough. But we know that the runoff from those cars and trucks that do not have these emission controls pollute our streams and rivers. I mean, that's science.
What evidence do you have that the money we're paying for these state emissions programs is worth it? What evidence do you have? That's what I want to hear. What evidence do you have?
The evidence is there that it has.
Cite me the documentation.
Well, if I knew you were going to get into that, I would have pulled all the documentation up. But the evidence is there clearly that these emissions programs have cut back on the emissions of vehicles that pollute the environment and our rivers and runoff from highways. And many people argue it's not enough. We need more vehicle emissions, not less.
Well, Mark, I'm going to have to respectfully, lovingly disagree with you. but let me just say one thing. The person I talk to, why would he lie to me? He gets paid to do this. Why would he lie to me?
Why do people say anything?
I'm here to learn. If you can give me documentation that the program's money that's being paid is worth it, then I'll change my position. But right now, I don't see that, I don't hear that, and I don't feel it.
So let me we only have a couple minutes left in this segment. How many minutes do we have left? About 3 or 4 minutes? I want to make sure we get all this stuff out. I mean, to make sure you get whatever it is that you want to put out there now.
Here's what, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want your money. I want your passion. I want your hearts. We have so much to offer our citizenry, but the government is just cutting us short. And it's been going on since I first started teaching back in 1964. Things have gotten worse instead of better. And if you're going to quote me statistics, Mike McCormick used to be the coach of the Baltimore Colts, once said that statistics are like whores. They'll do anything you want them to do for you. We have a crime problem. We have an education problem. Our children are not being taught in public school the way they should be. And I'm telling you, I think I can do – in fact, I know I can do better. I know I can do better with less money. And I'm not going to increase your taxes either. When you get a paycheck and you see all the money it's taken out, tax money, it's a disgrace. So I'm saying to you, join the movement. I want your passion. I want your good heart. Be part of something that's exciting. We're going to win. We're going
to
win.
So people can go where to learn about your platform?
All right.
What's the site?
Hit this. FEDUPWITH, crooked, CROOKED, politics.com.
Fed up with crookedpolitics.com.
Or you can call me 410-602-1811.
Ralph Jaffe, who is running to become the...
I'm a teacher, not a politician.
Coming to become the Democratic gubernatorial candidate for the state of Maryland in this next month's election, just less than 27 days away.
Thanks for having me on.
Ralph, good to meet you. Ralph Jaffe, thanks so much. We're going to take a brief break and come right back. It is city paper time. See what's up in this issue. Don't go away. And we are going out here with Gladys Knight and the Pips. Midnight Train to Georgia. It's Gladys Knight's birthday.
Too much for the man.
Too much for the man. He couldn't make it.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know.
Ooh. He said he's going.
He said he's going back to.